John, I assume you don't get distracted when you're actually on the air.
I am so focused. I am totally focused.
But when you're sitting at your desk and you're just reading papers,
I'm
do you ever, like, let your
doodling.
Fingers waddle?
Oh, yeah. I do anything.
Wander over to YouTube. Oh,
there's so many ways to be distracted today, too. It's a great century we live in.
Listen to Flynn Todd. He works at a PR firm, and he takes mental breaks in the bathroom at his work.
I didn't feel like for a long time that I could go blow my nose because I had to bill it to somebody. And maybe it was when I was watching this episode of How I Met Your Mother, and they're talking about, you know, should you take a magazine into the bathroom with you? And I just thought, hey, you know, this is the one time of my day where nobody can tell me that I'm taking too much time. So I go into the bathroom and started with some reading material, and then it went to Sudoku puzzles. And when I feel like mentally I'm ready to get back to work, I will.
He said he sometimes spends up to an hour in the bathroom reading a book.
Good for him. Thanks for sharing, pal.
So to discuss this, we've got our takeaway contributor, Beth Koblenzer. Beth, you would think in this economic climate, people would be so concerned about losing their jobs that they would be more focused than ever.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Right. Sorry, I wasn't listening to you. I was on my BlackBerry. No, just kidding. No, it's true. No, but actually we're seeing that there's been a rise right now in people who are goofing off at work. And I think a lot of it has to do with the economy. I think people are feeling, one of the main reasons they're saying is they're underpaid, not just feeling underpaid, they are underpaid, and they're unsatisfied at work. And because of that, they are seeing that, first of all, the line between work and home life is blurred. They're demanded upon more at home. You know, everybody, we email at home, we BlackBerry for work at home. 20% of people who go on vacation say they work on their vacations. We're always reached at any given time. And so people are feeling like when we're at work, we have to do some of our personal things. I mean, when else do you shop for your wedding dress or write the great American novel or do the crossword puzzle?
I don't actually write the great American novel. But we've got David Rock. He's the author of the new book, Your Brain at Work, Strategies for Overcoming Distraction, Regaining Focus, and Working Smarter All Day Long. David, is this just about the fact that people don't get breaks and so now they're taking them?
Well, I think it's a few things. Firstly, we're taxing a part of the brain that we've never taxed like this before. And, you know, the prefrontal cortex and our working memory was supposed to be used kind of once in a while. And just, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't use it anywhere near as much, you know, before email really hit the ground in a big way. And now we're trying to kind of focus on very complicated things for hours and hours on end, and our brain's just not really built to do it. So we
David,
do
I'm so glad. Tough. I'm so glad you mentioned that because my prefrontal cortex has been sore for the last 2 years, I think.
It looks swollen, too.
Thank you for noticing.
You know, it's one thing to talk to the guy that we heard from earlier who reads for an hour in the bathroom, but listen to Paige Churchman here.
So it was pretty horrible, and, you know, I just needed something to keep myself sane. But I realized that they had, you know, a little monitor outside of every conference room door. So I realized that I could go in, lock the door, then I'd take my shoes off, and I would dance with my iPod. And I would dance for like 40 minutes. It was great.
Beth, she's dancing in a conference room for 40 minutes with the door locked.
I think that's great, you know, and there's some evidence now. The University of Melbourne, leave it to the Australians, I guess, to figure out that actually it's okay to goof off at work a little bit. Their study just came out and showed that if people who goof off at a reasonable amount, and they define that as less than 20% of their total work time.
20% seems less than like 20, a lot.
Less than 20%, that they are actually about 10% more productive during their work time.
You know,
that free time, when you free up your brain and you're dancing around with your iPod and playing with your BlackBerry and, you know, surfing the net, that time then is made up for when you're actually working because you're working harder, stronger, smarter.
Well, the statistics say that in an 8.5-hour workday, the average worker spends nearly 2 hours doing nothing productive at all.
Right.
But you know what you're saying? You're talking about going out and doing something else, reading a book or dancing to your iPod, I guess, to help yourself feel better when you return to the desk. But David, we also had these studies out recently, just a few years ago, saying that one of the best things you can do for your productivity is to take a nap.
Absolutely. I mean, what it's all about is reducing the overall noise in the brain. Think of the kind of what's going on in your brain as like a party, and there's all this electrical activity sparking all the time, almost like the kind of planet Earth from space where you see those thunderstorms. And, you know, it's too much noise a lot of the time. And what you want to do is something that quietens it down. And physical activity like dancing can do that, repetitive activities. And definitely taking a nap can dampen the overall noise. And then you can actually kind of see the spikes of activity that occur in your brain. You'll literally be able to hold information together better.
What is it about Australians, David, that makes them real experts at the neurology of goofing off?
I'm not sure. You know, we all live next to the beach, pretty much, and that might be what does it. I'm not sure. It could be the sunshine as well.
So, Beth, it's no surprise that the number one time-wasting activity is internet search.
Internet and also shopping. 50% of people said they shop online at work pretty regularly.
And I imagine with the holidays coming up,
that it's going to be more. And also job hunting, that's another big one.
So, watching, you know, Fox News.
There you go.
So YouTube has got to be up there.
Right, but keep in mind that 70% of employers actually monitor or can monitor what you're doing online. So that, you know, it's like a virtual water cooler that's going on there, but people are looking at it.
David, you and Beth are talking about how great it is to goof off, but my executive producer is looking at me right now, and I can't imagine if he found me dancing to my iPod in the conference room that he'd be all that happy.
Well, you know, you might. Give them a study that just came out on HBR this month that they actually forced some kind of overworked consultants to take a break. And I tell you, the consultants fought back. They really didn't like it. But they forced them to, and they did find a significant increase in their productivity. So the fact is, you know, the prefrontal cortex isn't a machine. Your ability to, you know, have great ideas, you know, can't go on all day. You literally do need some downtime. So, you know, show them the research, and if that doesn't work, maybe lock yourself in the bathroom and do it.
I see him dancing right now.
I'm not going to get through this next hour of the show unless I get a break here. I need to relax and get some good ideas.
You get a couple minutes every once in a while.
Right.
David Rock is the author of the new book, Your Brain at Work, Strategies for Overcoming Distraction, Regaining Focus, and Working Smarter All Day Long. Beth Koblenner, takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Thanks to both of you.